Back on 720 WGN, you're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here. We're about 20 minutes now in front of 5 o'clock. In the studio is Brian Duncan. He's a co-founder of Signature Bank. Brian, welcome.
Thanks, Steve. So glad to be here.
So did Mick O'Rourke, did he have enough of us? Is that why he's not showing up anymore?
I think he's out on a prospect call, actually, which that takes precedence.
So. I get that. So tell me about, you know, where we are. We're coming out of this pandemic, and businesses are recovering. Business is picking up for you, I would imagine.
Yeah, you know, fortunately for us, you know, we're primarily small and medium-sized business-focused. A lot of family-owned businesses, mm-hmm. and they were able to batten down the hatches during the lockdown. And most of them, they did okay. They survived. Our problem loan list is really small, but PPP helped. But there's no question about it. Now that the vaccines are taking hold, a lot of these businesses are ready to take off.
And where are you? The PPP money, I thought it was gone, the second round, and then I heard that there was a little bit left. Or what's the situation there?
There's a little bit of PPP money left, but only the CDFI banks, the Community Development Financial Institution banks, okay. are able to disperse the funds at this point. There's a few of them here in Chicago and throughout the country, but only a small number of banks are able to distribute PPP funds at this point.
But that's the sort of thing you do, right? You help your clients to secure those PPP loans and walk them through all of that?
Absolutely. It was we did the first round. 100% of our clients that applied in the first round received the funding within 14 days. We did the second round. About 50% of our clients qualified for the second round of funding. But at this point, most of those government programs are done. They've, mm-hmm. The money's been expended, and we're back to conventional financing at this point.
But a lot of that responsibility for the PPP loan processing and everything falls on you, doesn't it? I mean, because I actually have a PPP loan too, and you know, you apply for forgiveness, but you're the bank has to go through all of that and decide whether to send it on to the government with a recommendation for forgiveness.
That's correct. You know, the government was. The PPP process had some hiccups and had some inconsistency, but
everyone was trying to do so much from scratch. Right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. And if you think back to March of 2020, you know, 2020, nobody knew where this was going to go, and you know. So the program was, yes, it was rolled out quickly, but you just had to be nimble and you had to be flexible and you had to keep in mind that, you know, this money was going to help these small businesses and their employees. And I know at Signature Bank, we worked tirelessly to figure out the system, to stay up with the changes and to get this money out. And we took it as a badge of honor.
Well, I was going to say that's where relationships matter too, right? With your clients, you know who they are.
That's absolutely right.
And so what are you hearing from the businesses you work with now? You know, we keep talking about the fact that there's a worker shortage. Are you running into that as well?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing that. It's been tough for some of these businesses to get lower wage employees back, you know, back working because the unemployment benefits are pretty rich right now.
Right.
Which, you know, it's a tough spot to be in. You know, you got to help people out when they're down for sure. But now it's as the economy is starting to turn around, these vaccines take hold, these businesses are ready to go, and they're having a hard time finding people.
It's a tough thing because if you're just at home cashing your unemployment check, well, that's not really, you know, what it's intended for. But then there are other people who are having to watch their kids because there's not daycare available or things like that, where they're kind of, so it's kind of hard to, I guess it's not a one size fits all, but it is a one size program.
Yeah, that's right. And I don't think, you know, I think it was tough for anybody to figure out when things were going to break hold and when things would start turning around. So, you know, I'm confident that this is temporary. I think that, you know, in the next 90 days or so, we'll start seeing a change and start seeing people get back to work. So you start seeing these businesses find the labor supply that they need to help put people back to work and grow their businesses.
Consumer confidence was out, I think it was earlier today, was I don't know if it was up less than expected or down, but it wasn't what people had expected. We're going to talk to Terry Savage about that a little bit later, but what's the confidence level of the businesses you work with?
So, you know, I think things are a little bit different here, maybe. Most of our businesses are just excited, like everyone else, to put the coronavirus behind them, go back to doing what they do, show up 24/7, 365 to their offices, and get to work.
Brian Duncan, is a co-founder of Signature Bank. It was nice to meet you. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, Steve, no problem. It was nice seeing you.
We'll talk again.
You bet.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.